last night threw my way. Yeah, girl, you got away. Shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't steal a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. Election Day 2024 is here. The nominees holding their final rallies in battleground states. Donald Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The former president leaning into his arguments around the economy and immigration, vowing to end inflation and to crack down on illegal immigration.
Some of the greatest criminals in the world that are pouring into our country.
But his remarks are also meandering, and he's baselessly claiming that Democrats can only win elections if they cheat. As the former president continues to sow doubt about the election.
ABC's Selena Wang. Vice President Harris taking a page from Rocky, ending her campaign Monday night on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, climbed by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky.
Here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. November milk down 19 to 2006, December down 31 to 1937, January down 19 to 1950, February down 25 to 1945. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 3/4 to 186. 40-pound blocks also down 3/4 to 183. No trades on the day. Cash butter up 1/2 to 260. 7.5, 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 130. 7.5, 6 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 60.5. 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets and hogs all mostly lower on Monday as the trade is cautious ahead of the election today. Now, it's likely that the lower trade will even happen into today's trade as well, even though boxed beef prices and pork cutout values were higher yesterday. December live cattle down 85 cents to 185.07. November feeder cattle down 52 cents to 246.35. December hogs down 85 cents to 83.22. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were relatively flat ahead of the election day. Soybeans, though, were mostly higher. For corn, Mexico did secure another 150,000 metric tons of corn, while soybeans showed another export wire sale of 132,000 metric tons sold to unknown destinations. Wheat markets were mostly lower on the day. Beneficial rains in the plains that will help the U.S. winter wheat crop pressured most of the contracts. December corn up 2 to 416 and a half. New crop 25 down a quarter to 440 and three quarters. November beans up 4 and three quarters to 987 and a quarter. New crop 25 up 3 to 1035 and a quarter. December wheat up 3 quarters to 568 and three quarters. March down a quarter to 587 and a half. Minneapolis wheat December up 5 and a quarter to 605. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, a cash corn 352, a December 362, January 365, new crop 25, 386. Cash beans at 912, a December 917, January 922, new crop 25, 950. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 361 and a half, December 366 and a half, January 377, and February at 380. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn at 366, December 381, January at 390. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn at 364, cash beans 912, January 917. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 371, new crop 25, 391, cash beans 912, new crop 25 at 945. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 371, December 377, January 379, new crop 25 at 390. Meanwhile, cash beans 955, April 994, May 997, new crop 25, 977. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 364, January 369, cash beans 915, January at 925. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 175, market cows 102 to 125, bulls 122 to 155, calves at 185 to 1050, feeder cattle beef steers 185 to 372, Holstein steers 120 to 295. Sheep markets, market lambs 142 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 95 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-month debit credit is eligible trade-in on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with rain today. Could get a quarter inch to a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down. High near 50 midday is dropping into the low 50s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 36 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Settle down, can't miss it. It's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now. And maybe later, me and O.T. Roll will show you around our town.
We knew you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone and don't it make my brown eyes blue. I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is all true and don't it make my brown eyes. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue. Don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes. Brown eyes blue. Don't it make my brown eyes? Don't it make my brown eyes? Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Crystal Gale and Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures low to mid 40s across the region this morning. Looks like more rain on the way, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast this next hour. Also next hour, Chad Smith is in. Well, you got the harvest done. Well, it's time to check those farm tires after the harvest, make sure that they're okay and ready for next spring, and we're going to have more with Chad on that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Barron Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Barron Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Midwest farmers are unlikely to receive farm program payments. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
With the close of October, it's allowing the crop insurance industry to calculate any indemnities due to farmers. Those are part of one of the federal farm programs used to stabilize farm income over time. The other part is the two safety net programs. Gary Schnitke with the University of Illinois says neither the ARC nor PLC programs will widely kick in.
FSA has released the data needed to make payments. There will be no PLC payments for corn, soybeans, wheat, peanuts, or cotton for that matter. So there's no PLC payments. ARC payments, I believe there's one county in Illinois that would get an ARC payment. But so most farmers are not going to get any commodity title payments.
The ARC and PLC commodity title payments are tied to last year's production. The federal crop insurance payments are tied to this year's production. Those two are unlikely, says Schnitke.
Traditional RP policies, if farmers are getting anything above trend yields, probably won't be paying. There are some reports of in the western part of the state that yields are at APHs, and they may get a payment if they're at the 85% coverage level.
For example, many counties in Illinois are harvesting record or near record yields, and consequently, the revenue protection crop insurance payments, if any, will be small. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with rain today. Could get a quarter inch to a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down. High near 50 midday is dropping into the low 50s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 36 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he goes. Mud. It's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle. He'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. Does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy. It'll drive a man insane. And he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the bronc and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
Darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home, and they called it a honeycomb, and they roamed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, a honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Pop them, well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb.
baby, well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jimmy Rogers and Honeycomb here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-40s across the region. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Wisconsin Beef Council working with the UW Extension for producing quality beef workshops. These workshops will begin at 10 a.m. with discussions from a cattle buyer about the type of cattle that have the greatest demand based on consumer preferences and traits that add or lower feed cattle value. There'll also be a discussion of the latest national quality or beef quality audit as well. Now, there's going to be a session in Altoona. This will be on February 26th in Altoona at the Equity Livestock Sales Barn. And again, everything gets underway at 10 o'clock and wraps up by 3. Now, for more information, just contact the Wisconsin Beef Council. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Currently, there are more than 17,000 dairy farms across the country in active production, but only 64 of them have signed up for voluntary H5N1 monitoring. Because of the low turnout, USDA recently announced a nationwide bulk milk testing program. I'll have the details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Since March of 2024, the H5N1 avian influenza virus has been detected in nearly 400 dairy herds across 15 states. That's including California, Texas, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The virus has also affected at least 36 people, primarily farm workers in close contact with infected cattle. In response to the outbreak, the U.S. Department of Agriculture launched a comprehensive bulk milk testing initiative last week. The program aims to enhance surveillance by sampling raw milk from dairy farms across the country, starting with those in states where infections have been reported. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack emphasized the need for this expanded testing, saying, "These situations evolve over time, and as they evolve over time, there needs to be a recalibration and adjustment." The decision to implement bulk milk testing follows recommendations from livestock and veterinary groups. They deemed the previous surveillance methods insufficient. The executive director, for example, of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners called the current voluntary strategy inadequate. The USDA's new testing regimen involves collecting and analyzing bulk raw milk samples to detect the presence of H5N1. This approach allows for efficient monitoring of large dairy operations, and they say it will help identify infections early. facilitating a prompt containment of the virus. Officials do say the testing program will begin first in states with active outbreaks here in early November, and then in other states after that. Colorado launched a state-level bulk milk testing program in July, and Secretary Vilsack mentioned that it serves as a model, with no new dairies in that state being infected after the testing began. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention maintain that the risk to the general public for H5N1 remains low. However, they do advise individuals working closely with livestock to follow recommended biosecurity measures to minimize exposure. I'll be back with more after this.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Yes, officials at the USDA still have confidence that they'll be able to eradicate the impact of this H5N1 avian influenza. But for now, with case counts climbing, they hope this new bulk milk testing program will be able to provide enough information to get in front of the virus. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a better promotion. Want to move ahead, won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they've got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you?
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love. But I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time. 'Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Shadows wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. You can see it in my eyes. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 5 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending November 3rd, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Dry weather earlier in the week allowed for good progress harvesting crops. Midweek saw the start of widespread precipitation events, including snowfall in some areas. While this delayed harvest, it improved soil moisture and winter wheat conditions. The cranberry harvest was mostly finished last week. Other field activities included spreading manure and fall tillage as conditions allowed. Corn for grain harvested 81% complete, 19 days ahead of last year and 20 days ahead of the five-year average. Moisture content of corn harvested for grain remained at 17%. Soybean harvest was nearly complete at 98%. 82% of the winter wheat crop had emerged 3 days ahead of last year and 5 days ahead of average. Winter wheat condition was rated at 72%, good to excellent. Moorhead, Minnesota will get a sustainable aviation fuel production facility up and running by 2030. A company called DG Fuel says it has a patented system to use agricultural and timber waste to produce low-carbon fuel. The plant will produce 193 million gallons of zero or low CO2 life cycle emission SAF every year, and production slated to begin in 2030. Moorhead in Clay County, Minnesota is known for its productive farmland and abundant timber resources and stands to generate millions of dollars per year in additional on-farm income by converting corn stover and timber waste into a high-value sustainable aviation fuel. The project will provide 650 jobs, offer a local community coordinator, and include a comprehensive multi-million dollar community benefits package to enhance the county's infrastructure, quality of life, and local strategic plan. Adding value to our agricultural economy is a top priority, said Moorhead Mayor Shelley Carlson. While the lame duck session of Congress represents one last chance at a farm bill, industry experts say it would require compromise on a number of tricky issues. Farm Policy News says it would require House and Senate leaders to agree on spending in quite a few important areas. One report says Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow holds the key to finishing a farm bill this year. The question is whether she can work out a deal with the other major farm bill players. Some insiders say Stabenow would like one last farm bill completion as a legacy item, as she's not running for re-election. An Ag Web report from Farm Journal says some longtime Washington contacts give the odds of getting a farm bill done at only 15%. A veteran farm lobbyist said the simple resolution is for Republicans to drop SNAP, cut demands, and Democrats to agree to higher reference prices. North Dakota rancher organizations are collecting donations, supplies, and labor to assist ranchers in the northwest part of that state who were devastated by wildfires in October. An estimated 120,000 acres were burned up by wildfires last month, with high winds of up to 78 miles an hour helping the fires to tear through the region. The damage was immense, with farmers and ranchers losing many head of cattle, stored feedstocks, fences, gates, hay fields, and crop fields. They also lost farmsteads, pastures, outbuildings, farmhouses, and equipment. The investigations we are handling are ongoing and remain in the beginning stages, said North Dakota State Fire Marshal Doug Nelson. Early indications suggest no evidence of intentionally set fires at the scenes that we've responded to. He also says an official cause of origin report will be available when the investigation is complete. That usually takes 1 to 2 months to wrap up. The Farm Credit System reported that combined net income was relatively stable at $1.98 billion for the third quarter of 24, compared with $2 billion for the third quarter of 23. For the 9 months ending on September 20th of 2024, FCS's combined net income increased to 7.3% to $5.91 billion. That's compared to $5.51 billion for the same period last year. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with rain today. Could get a quarter inch to a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down. High near 50 midday is dropping into the low 50s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 36 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Through the bedroom door. Some
Sometimes I sit on my front porch swing, just soaking up the day. I think to myself, this world is a beautiful place. Love is a beautiful gift. For all I've been given.